Welcome to our next session entitled Provider versus Payer Disputes. Learning from 2024, payer-provider relationship. Got ahead of myself and turned the page. We're going to discuss complex relationships between payers and providers, including disputes between the parties, what's at stake, and what we're seeing as trends now and going forward. I want to welcome Sarah Brinkman of King & Spalding and Jeff Wurzburg. Once again, I'm pleased to know both of them, have worked with both of them, and they are uniquely qualified to discuss this topic. I'll turn it over. Please welcome Sarah and Jeff.
Good morning. It's great to see everyone. It's such a fun conference to come to because there are so many familiar faces. And I just have to say, what a great opportunity to go right after Carrie and Doug or in Timothy. It's a really good setup for what we're going to be talking about, which is more the managed care commercial payers space. And as Jeff and I were putting this together a couple of weeks ago, we were very optimistic about what we could cover. So we have a lot of slides, and we're going to go through a lot of them very quickly, and some we're just going to skip all together because Carrie and Timothy took the lead on addressing those issues. And so, but we are both happy to talk and answer any questions that y'all have in the future. So please don't hesitate to reach out. But with that, should we just get started?
Yeah, might as well jump in.
All right. So today we're going to be talking about, Jeff is going to start out with healthcare coverage in the United States and just what it look like, what the landscape currently looks like. And then we're going to talk about examples of current trends in our payer and provider disputes work. And then we'll talk about resolving claims disputes with large claims population and then court versus arbitration. And those are the two topics that we might not be able to cover as much, but certainly happy to address any questions that y'all have or have discussions about those later on if we don't get to cover any of the questions that you might have. So with that.
Great. Actually, before we jump in, how many of you represent payers? Oh, okay. Lone survivor. So provider heavy, and I know we are provider side. So with apologies, because I think we will, for the most part, come at it from that direction. But this is, it's a critical time, and the last session touched on this, because payers have become much, much more aggressive in their denials and the way in which they are handling provider claims. And so the administrative burdens are rising. Costs along with that are rising, and that costs a lot of money. According to Bloomberg, the cost of billing, claims processing, and prior authorizations have soared to around $200 billion a year. Now, it's easy to say, well, I mean, it's a huge system. We have 50 states plus territories. That doesn't sound like that much until you consider that's a little less than what we spend on cancer care a year in the United States. And that gives you a sense of the burden these days on providers. Hospitals and providers spend about $170 billion per year on revenue cycle management. So again, financial burden as well. So where do people get coverage? I love this. It's called the psychedelic donut. And it really breaks down where people get coverage. And you can see, actually, you probably can't see because it's so narrow, but there is on here, if you look at it closely, the Medicaid expansion population. Medicaid, right, is our largest, I would say, single program, but it's not, right, because each state is its own program. But as we'll touch on in a moment, managed care is critical to that. And as you heard from Jamie earlier this morning, that may change quite dramatically in the coming weeks and months. Most of us still get employer-sponsored coverage, which, again, can mean a number of different types of coverage, scope of coverage, and benefits that are covered. So there is not really one way in which we get covered. But Medicare Advantage is a big story and a big driver of all of this. So now about 54% of beneficiaries get coverage –